Hello everyone, welcome back to Herventure Talk, where we empower and inspire women to take control of their financial futures and entrepreneurial dreams. I'm your host, Helen, and I'm thrilled to have you back for episode 5, Building Your Team. We've talked about identifying business opportunities, choosing your business model, and securing the finances for your venture. But none of this is possible without a strong, dedicated team. So today, we're going to delve into how to assemble the right people around you to propel your venture forward. So grab your favorite cup of drink, get comfortable, and let's dive right in. You know, as entrepreneurs, we often start off wearing all the hats in our business. We are the CEO, the marketing department, the finance manager, and sometimes even the office janitor. But as our business grows, we realize we can't do it all. We need a team, a group of talented individuals who can help us bring our vision to life. So how do you go about building your team? Well, it starts with understanding your needs. What skills and abilities do you need to execute your business plan? Maybe you need a talented coder to develop your app or a skilled marketer to get your product in front of your target audience. Take the time to clearly define the roles and responsibilities you need to fill. To define the roles and responsibilities you need to fill, you start with your business plan. Your business plan outlines your strategies, your markets, your financial forecasts, and your products or services. This is your guide. Then, you need to break down each area of your business and consider what skills and expertise are required to make it function smoothly. Let's say you're starting a tech company. You'll likely need a tech expert or software engineer to handle product development and troubleshooting. Next, consider the marketing and sales aspects. Who's going to get the words out about your products? Who's going to persuade customers to buy it? Maybe you need someone skilled in digital marketing, or perhaps a sales expert who's great with people and persuasive in pitching your products. And let's not forget about operations, who's going to ensure the day-to-day activities of your business run smoothly. This role might require someone with strong organizational skills and an understanding of the industry. But it doesn't stop at just identifying the roles. It's equally crucial to specify the responsibilities attached to each role. Clearly defined responsibilities help avoid confusion or overlap in duties and ensure that every aspect of your business is covered. Remember, the roles you identified will depend on your specific business and its need. And sometimes, in the early stage of a startup, you might find individuals wearing multiple hats, which is perfectly okay. What's important is that there is a clear understanding of who's doing what. As your business grows, so will your team. Your needs may change and new roles may emerge. This is why it's vital to reassess regularly and adjust your team structure as necessary. Building a team is not a one-time event. It's an ongoing process that evolves with your business. Once you know what you're looking for, it's time to start the recruitment process. This can be a daunting task, especially if you've never done it before, but don't worry, we're here to help you navigate this process. Start by spreading the word about your venture and the opportunities you're offering. Leverage your personal and professional networks, attend industry events, and post on job platforms. And remember, the recruitment process is not just about assessing candidates' skills and qualifications. It's also about gauging their fits with your company culture and values. But you may be wondering, what exactly does that mean? How do I assess cultural fit? First, let's clarify what we mean by company culture. It's the environments that surround you at work, or more specifically, it's how and why things get done in your organizations. It encompasses your company's values, traditions, beliefs, behaviors, and attitudes. When you're building a team, you want to attract people who not only have the right skills, but also resonates with your company's culture. This is because employees who align with the company's culture are likely to be more engaged, productive, and likely to stay with the company for a long time. So, how do you assess a candidate's culture fit? Here are some strategies. During the interview process, ask questions that give insights into a candidate's values and working style. For instance, you might ask about their preferred work environments, their approach to teamwork and collaboration, or how they handle feedbacks and adversity. The answers can give you a sense of whether they would thrive in a company's culture. Observe their behavior and communication style during an interview. Are they respectful and attentive? Do they communicate effectively? Do they show enthusiasm of your mission and vision? This can all be indicators of cultural fit. Also, consider introducing them to a few members of your team. This can be an excellent way to see how they interact with potential colleagues and get feedbacks from different perspectives. Remember, assessing cultural fits doesn't mean looking for people who are all the same. Diversity, in terms of backgrounds, perspectives, and experiences, is hugely beneficial for creativity and innovation. What you're looking for is alignment with your company's core values and ways of working. So take the time to clearly define and communicate your company's culture and make cultural fits as priority of your hiring process. A team that shares your vision and values can be a powerful force in driving your business to success. And speaking of company culture, it's crucial to create an environment that attracts and retains top talent. It goes beyond offering competitive salaries and benefits. It's about fostering a culture of respect, collaboration, and personal growth. It's about making your team members feel valued and appreciated, and it's about creating a sense of purpose and belonging that makes people excited to come to work every day. Building your team also involves developing leadership skills. As the founder of your business, you're not just a boss, you're a leader. Your role is to inspire and motivate your team, to guide them towards your shared vision, and to support them in their professional development. This requires empathy, communication, and emotional intelligence. And it requires a commitment to continuously learning and growth. Lastly, remember that building a team is not a one-time task. It's an ongoing process that evolves as your business grows and changes. You need to continuously assess your team's performance, provide feedbacks and support, and make adjustments as necessary. And as your business grows, you need to bring on new team members to take on new roles and responsibilities. Building a team is one of the most challenging and rewarding aspects of entrepreneurship. It requires time, effort, and patience. But when you have a team of talented, motivating individuals working toward a common goal, there's no limit to what you can achieve. That wraps up for today's episode of Her Venture Talk. I hope it has given you some valuable insights into building your team. Remember, your team is your greatest asset. Take the time to nurture and develop it, and you will pay off in the long run. Thank you for joining us today. If you find this episode helpful, please share it with your friends, family, or anyone who might benefit from these insights. Be sure to subscribe to Her Venture Talk to stay up to date with our latest episode. In our next episode, we'll be delving into the world of marketing and branding, another essential part of launching and growing your venture. So stay tuned and keep those entrepreneurial spirits high. This has been Her Venture Talk, where we empower and inspire women to take control of their financial futures and entrepreneurial dreams. I'm your host, Helen, and I can't wait to have you back for our next episode. Until then, keep dreaming, keep planning, and keep venturing.